He kept a personal journal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Never mind the gory pictures. I want to see Bin Laden's personal journal. Investigators revealed in one passage, he wonders how many Americans would have to die on U.S. soil to force the U.S. government to withdraw from the Arab world. He advises recruiting oppressed non-Muslims like African Americans and Latinos to put together a plot in time for the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. He mentions Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C. I guess he faced the challenge of everyone who lives for attention. How to top himself. And investigators say it was starting to annoy some of his followers who thought he'd become fixated on hitting the U.S. It also exposes him as someone who really didn't care about the Arab world but was in love with violence. He didn't really want Americans out because he was planning attacks guaranteed to draw us in even deeper. And his followers apparently understood that better than he did. If he really wanted America out of the Arab world, he'd have spent his fortune inventing a cheap electric car. Unfortunately, Bin Laden's journal, we're told, does not include the Al-Qaeda personnel directory. Too bad. But I'll bet it includes a lot of mundane musings that would demystify him. That's why I'd like to see it. First drafts can reveal charismatic leaders are, after all, only human. Dear Journal, nothing I do seems to be working. I hate my nickname. Do those women downstairs ever stop talking? Who goes around flying helicopters this late? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.